Last night, Club Cafe, the early show, was the site. Ben Shannon, our good friend, imported a couple musicians who are now here with us the morning after the night of their show. And you'll get a chance to meet them and learn more about them as we move throughout the hour. But join me as we welcome from Nashville, Robbie Hecht and Caroline Spence.
People, they chase those rainbows far. Wish upon a penny or a shooting star. Will they play the market or the racetrack? Viva Las Vegas, never coming back. While I'm in the kitchen cooking up a pot pie, you're just watching with your pretty blue eyes. And the kids are singing a country tune. My pot of gold is my life with you. Five white balls in a power play. They pick their teams on New Year's Day. Or number one soul. Well, they might just search their whole life long. While I'm in the kitchen cooking up a pot pie, you're just watching with your pretty blue eyes. And the kids are singing a holiday too. My pot of gold is my life with you. And no leprechaun let down his guard. Treasure map ever got me far. I never dug a nickel out of my backyard. But I'm in the kitchen cooking up a pot pie. You're just watching with your pretty blue eyes. And the kids are singing an old Hank tune. My pot of gold is my life with you. While I'm in the kitchen cooking up a pot pie, you're just watching with your pretty blue. Kids are singing our favorite tune. My pot of gold is my life with you. My pot of gold is my life with you. And I'm the luckiest man that I ever knew. And my pot of gold is my life with you.
Robbie Hecht and Caroline Spence. That's a great song. Who wrote that?
I wrote that.
I figured you probably did, but I wasn't going to presume anything. Circumstances, when did you write that, and what were you feeling?
I think I wrote that in 2006. I don't know. I was feeling good. I was feeling like family mattered, and I just had this idea of a pot of gold being your life, you know, and I don't have any kids, but I kind of drew on my own growing up. We used to eat a lot of frozen pot pies and listen to music.
So. That's funny. We Ricky and I were talking this morning. We played an album that had a Swanson's fried chicken TV dinner on the cover. And we were looking at the cover, and we knew all the details and variations, you know. Did it come with the apple crisp? Did it come, you know, if you grew up at a certain time in America's history, you know, there were certain things you just kind of had for dinner sometimes.
The diced carrots.
In certain regions. Yeah, diced carrots was one. You are both from Nashville originally, or tell me a little bit about your background.
I grew up in Knoxville and moved to Nashville about 10 years ago. You tell your.
How about you, Caroline?
I grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Beautiful city. Both actually beautiful cities.
Yeah, and I moved to Nashville about 3 years ago.
And did you guys sort of meet playing? Or
Robbie and I actually met, and we met Ben Shannon the same way, in Lyons, Colorado at this this place called the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival.
I've been to Lyons.
Have you?
Isn't it a great city?
It's so beautiful. And so... they have this songwriter showcase contest, kind of, and Robbie was the winner in 2012, and Ben and I both competed in 2013, so that's how I met both of them. Yeah.
What a great small world it can be.
Absolutely.
Sometimes Lions is just gorgeous.
It is.
Yeah.
And gorgeous.
It's if you are wondering, the city is adjacent to Rocky Mountain National Park, mm-hmm. and it is just clean and beautiful and friendly and unpretentious, mm-hmm. and just a great great place to be. There's a lot more I want to ask of you, but or ask you. But why don't we listen to another song?
Sure.
What would you like to do next?
I'm going to play a song called Somehow, which is also the name of a record that I put out on this past Tuesday, and that's what brings us to Pittsburgh. We're doing a little release tour, so Robbie's going to sing with me on this. It's called Somehow. From the new album just released less than a week ago. That's got to be a great thing when that finally happens. Did you enjoy opening them the night before? No, I'm just you know, it's great to have it out in the world and not just in boxes in my living room waiting for a release day. So I can't complain.
What, you actually had them done enough time, but was many musicians I know, the release day, it's right up to the last minute, it seems. The CDs come in maybe 24 hours before the official release, or were you ready to go?
Oh, yeah. We, you know, actually, I'd say the average album takes about a year to get, you know, ready. And so I'd had the copies with me since, like, November. I'm just getting them. Getting ready.
Oh, man, really? I always end up having to pay for rush delivery.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I'm not surprised I'm out.
Yeah, I think the more it is, I don't know if the right I don't like to classify people, but as we find more creatives in this world that are making music and creating things and that have to rely on firms that ship things, you know, those are good investments. You know, invest in these courier companies who are charging these, you know, incredible rates to get things, you know, sent to you overnight like that. That was a really pretty song.
Thank you.
I linked to Caroline Spence's website, and I'll be doing the same with Robbie in just a second. I ran out of time. but you can we had already linked to their sites, but you can find them on our Facebook page now if you want to see what they look like or get more information about their albums. When did you start writing music, Caroline?
The honest truth is it's always sort of been how my brain works. And my mom was smart enough to get me a little cassette player that had this microphone attached when I was about 6 or 7. So they're cassette tapes, if anyone remembers what those are, of songs I would make up off the top of my head when I was like 6 or 7. But I started writing songs that I wanted to play in public when I was about 14.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you play in public when you were that age?
Yeah. My first show that I played, I was 15.
So Charlottesville is kind of a college town, right?
Yeah. The University of Virginia is there.
So did you get a chance were you playing in like coffee shops? Or?
Yeah, there was a couple really great listening rooms around the time that I was starting to play. And so I did a couple coffee shop gigs, but I got to like open for some acts that came through town at this one listening room, and that was really what kind of got me going. Most people, I had friends that worked at a bagel shop or an ice cream shop, and I got to go open for like Joshua Radin and make my, you know, spending money.
That's
fun.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. What was the name of the listening room?
Right now it's called the Southern Cafe, but it was called the Gravity Lounge when I was playing it.
Yeah, we have lots of listeners all over the place, and I think some might know who that was. Wow. And how about your peers? Was it hard to, like, play in front of them or relatively simple?
Oh, completely. Yeah.
Completely hard.
It's completely hard. It's definitely something that you get used to over time, and you learn how to, you know, what affects you on stage and how to battle your nerves. And I definitely was a new guitar player at the time when I started playing music, so I would like to not hear those live recordings probably. But I mean, I think any young person putting themselves out there is kind of awesome. So
yeah, absolutely. I think it's hardest sometimes to play before your peers when you're young as opposed to adult. Caroline Spence is the person whose voice you just heard, and Robbie Hecht is here too. They were brought in by Ben Shannon, a great friend of the Saturday Light Brigades, a great singer and songwriter in his own right. And the three of them were at Club Cafe here in Pittsburgh last night. Robbie, did you get the bug early in life as well? I would think Knoxville would probably imprint on you a little music.
Yeah, Knoxville's actually a lot cooler now than it was when I was growing up. But I don't know. I always sang. My grandmother used to tell this story about how I started singing You Are My Sunshine to my sister in the grocery store when she was crying. And everyone in the grocery store came and gathered around. And I'm pretty sure that didn't happen, but that's how she remembers it. But I always sang. And then when I was 18, I decided I needed to write songs so that I would have something to sing. Right before I went to college, so I got a later start than Caroline. our life trajectories are about 10 years off because I'm 36. I started writing when I was 18, and I wrote a lot of bad songs, and then they started to get a little better, and now I have ones that I'm willing to play for people.
Interesting. Did you feel they were bad songs at the time wrote them?
They were confessions were poetry.
Totally.
At the time. But yeah, when I look back, it's the same thing. You know, I knew three chords on the guitar and And
you were a painter and you lived in a box of paints.
That's right.
Yeah. Took me a minute. I was trying to remember that. It's tough. I mean, you don't want to be, you know, too self-absorbed or overly cathartic, but you want to be honest too.
Right. And when you start out, you're just kind of imitating too. You know, you're learning how to write the kind of songs that you like. So you learn something and then you write a song that's pretty much that. With different words.
Have you both benefited from songwriting workshops or?
I've never done that. I haven't. I went to school for creative writing, and that was always something I did. So I think any sort of workshopping, editing skills or something like that, I kind of have from going to school for that. But
and where'd you go?
I went to Denison University.
Oh, it's a great
school in Ohio. But yeah, I wrote poetry for my senior project, and so I think that's helped with crafting lyrics, but I don't know. I think I did one for fun with some friends over the summer, just like a couple little prompts that we gave each other, but I've never done it. It seems like fun.
I've written one song as a group thing with a type right to a title, or I have a song called Barrio Moon on my most recent album that I wrote to everyone had to write Barrio Moon. So my friend AJ has a song called Barrio Moon on his album too. I majored in English and history at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So I didn't even have the courage to be creative writing. You know, I just read other people's stuff and then talked about it.
Well, I had to do that too, but
I just taught myself. I didn't know that you could learn songwriting in a university environment until later.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure. I was just curious because when you mentioned the Rocky Mountain Festival and a lot of festivals, in addition to songwriter showcases or competitions, have workshops or secret sharing, or as you said, here's a theme or here's a title. Right. I've actually never heard of one that you must write a song that has this title before. Oh, yeah. That's actually very cool.
My friend Natalia Zuckerman has a song where she had to use feather boa. She ended up writing a really good song that she plays.
See, I like the title song because the music royalty people would really get confused. You
know? A lot of people write like A Hard Day's Night, and then it's a totally different song, but then they accidentally get royalties.
Oh, man. That's so sneaky.
There's a secret. I'm ready to go out.
I've heard about that.
I'm going to write me yesterday, later today, and be rich tomorrow. But
Caroline and I, we do a lot of co-writing, though, in Nashville. We write with each other and we write with a lot of other people. And for me, that's been kind of my workshop.
Totally.
As far as learning songs from someone else, it's been a lot writing with other people.
And you
learn how they made up their own style, you know.
Yeah, and it, I'm sure it gets you towards clarity too as you work together. And it's probably always easy and and you get along and you never argue about anything and it's totally free of any passionate stress. If you're just joining us, this is Caroline Spence and Robbie Hecht. They're in from Nashville. What would you like to do next? Looks like we're going to turn it back over to Robbie.
I'm going to I think I'm in tune enough. I'm going to do one called A Reckoning of Us. For some reason I decided that today I would do all songs from my album that came out in 2011 instead of the new one.
But it's so good.
But this is a song about forgiveness. I wrote this over the course of 3 years, from 2005 to 2008. So it has a special place in my heart because I let it breathe and it came back home. It's called A Reckoning of Us.
We had each other, never to part. That was not so long ago. But like two nations come to arms, now the war is all we know. But someday time I can recall. The paint just chipped away. I said you never knew me at all, and you said that I never change. But someday there will be a reckoning of us. Someday we'll both come around. Someday our arguments will all turn to dust. Time levels out the ground. And we got lost and never found our way back home. And we say forever, no compromise, but time doesn't heed that call. And when this anger ages and dies, we may learn to forgive after all. Someday there will be a reckoning.
That's a heck of a song. Thank you for playing that. And I don't know if I'm just reading into it because you said this beforehand, but it kind of seems like a song that had to gestate a little bit before you were ready to finish it.
Yeah, I wrote the chorus in about 30 minutes, and the rest of it took about 3 years. My wife kept pushing me to finish it. She's like, you should do that reckoning. Work on that today. Work on that. Like, okay. 8 hours later, I've got a bunch of verses I never used. You know.
I don't know. As I've gotten older, which is the one thing we all have in common, with one exception, but let's – we're all – those of us who are living are all getting older. And, you know, have you learned to sort of trust sometimes that you need to put stuff aside and that the answer will eventually appear or come to you? Or I mean, I've had it took me a while to reconcile with that. Sometimes you're not going to get it unless you just leave it alone for a while.
Yeah, I think sometimes you just haven't lived the thing. You know the idea exists out there and you have it down in some small form and you just maybe haven't seen it in real life, you know? I mean, there was a particular couple that I, you know, saw kind of go through that process. If I hadn't seen that, I don't think I could have written the song, you know? So, and that didn't happen until a couple of years after I started writing it. So, yeah, I mean, I think sometimes you half get it and you have to get there in your life and you have to know when to wait.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to have enough faith, plain old small F or capital F faith, whatever faith you choose, but enough faith to realize that, yeah, this process is going to work and I just need to let go for a bit. Good morning to Ben, who tuned in to say how great you sound and dropped a note.
Hi, Ben.
And Joe, I saw your note on Facebook, too. Thank you. We have a lot of Cub Scouts that are going to visit our studios right after they observe this morning from PAC 343. And Robbie Hecht and Caroline Spencer with us. I didn't get a chance to check your itineraries. Are you anywhere near town playing anywhere tonight?
We're playing in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. We're in the state, but we're 5 hours away.
Okay. Well, you may, we listeners online that are a little further east may.
Yeah, we're near Philadelphia tonight.
Yes. Yeah, so, have you been to Pittsburgh before?
I'd played here one other time with Ben, actually.
Yeah, okay. I've played here one other time, too.
Well, it's I'm glad. 5 years. It's been that long?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're both here. You can find links to both of their websites at our Facebook page, but they're easy enough to find. I think it's just robbiehecht.com and carolinespencemusic.com.
Yes.
Spelled in the ways you would imagine. They both have albums out that you can peruse. And we still are going to have another three songs, I think. What's what's next?
Mint Condition?
Sure.
Yeah.
This guitar.
Okay. I think you're already even capoed in the right position.
Oh, how wow. How nice to
sneaky.
Be.
Sneaky. So this is a song was kind of the same process that Robbie was talking about. I wrote the chorus really quickly once I finally figured out what the rhyme for condition was. And but the third verse, I think I wrote almost a year after I started the song. And it was just one of those that I tried and I tried and I tried to wrap up the story. And all of a sudden something clicked and wrote the verse in like 10 minutes. So is one of those songs, and you know, I write about a lot about my own life and, you know, kind of things that I'm working through, but this was a song where I decided to not do that kind of consciously and played a little pretend and imagined, you know, when I'm an old woman, the kind of life I'd like to be looking back on, and thought about my grandparents, who this song, actually I put it out as like a single on Valentine's Day last year, and the cover of it is my grandparents in this really cute photo. It's called Mint Condition.
Keep our love in mint condition.
nice song. That's Caroline Spence, and you picked a good word to rhyme with condition. I was wondering what was going to rhyme with condition. That's a good way to pre-sell the song. Everyone's going to really listen, at least to the first chorus. But your grandparents must have really. Do you remember their reaction when they heard that song?
Well, my poppy's no longer with us, and that's part of what kind of makes it so sweet.
It's funny. I didn't even think. But you could have a picture.
Kind of, I mean, it's still the sweetest story, and I mean, my meemaw really, really likes that song. And
I met Caroline's meemaw.
Yeah, that's what I call my grandmother. Lady. Not everyone has a meemaw. Maybe I should explain what a meemaw is.
I think context covered it.
I played that when I was home in Virginia, and it was the only time, you know, people tell me, like, that song makes me cry, and it's never made me cry until this one time I chose to dedicate it to my meemaw, and I was, like, kind of choking up a little bit, which is weird.
I almost started crying just now.
I've never done that. I know it's a emotional song, but, you know, I'm in it, I'm telling the story, but that was, like, the one time I was, like, really thinking about her. And I got a little verklempt.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you sometimes or on one. Mm-hmm. I like that it's a waltz because it just kind of has this old-fashioned sound. And also just there's something about it being a waltz that makes it really sweet.
Yeah, I like that.
So that was Caroline Spence, Robbie Hecht here, too. It's such a joy to have both of you here today. And you know, your harmonies are amazing.
Thank you.
That's not as easy to do as you're making it sound. did you find that to be pretty natural when you met?
I guess so. Yeah. How long was it till we actually started, say, like a year?
Well, sang at the Bluebird that December.
Right, we did a Bluebird gig. Was that after the second time we met, though, or the first?
I feel like that was the second time I saw you, was at the Bluebird at that, like, gig. And that was the first time I ever sang with you. I think I just did the duet, but it was shortly after that.
They just casually dropped the name of this very famous club, the Bluebird.
Yeah, I had this gig at the Bluebird, and I had to book it.
Yeah, I remember. I was at Rockefeller Center. And I was,
I had known Robbie for like an hour, and he was like, I have this gig at the Bluebird in December. Do you want to play? And I was like, yes, I do. Thank you. Great to meet you as well.
That's a lie. So, great. You see that in like a book of ways to make friends quickly. Yeah.
It worked.
Your style. You want to play a gig with me at a famous room?
Yeah. Robbie Hecht and Caroline Spence. If I'm following along correctly, let's see. We've got, I think, one more from Robbie coming up next. And then one more song after that, if I'm doing my ciphering correct, we should have that correct. Next week, we have some interesting music. We have, you'd think I would verify the details before I started talking about it, but we have a Japanese artist here next week who plays in part using computer-generated sounds. I'll get her name in a moment, but she'll be with us in this hour next week.
It's way more high-tech than what we've got here for you.
Yeah, we were the two extremes of technology, maybe. But yeah. What's this one called, Robbie, that you're going to do?
This is called Two People. Caroline and I actually wrote this together after we had a show in Dallas, and I had her come up on stage to sing harmonies with me, and I was like, everything's better with two people, huh? And I thought there was a jingle that went, everything's better with two people, and it turned out there wasn't. And so I sang it, and everyone looked at me like I was insane. So that night we decided to actually write the song Two People because we felt like it needed to be written. The sun was out, I was walking around, just my shadow and me, wondering how I did without you walking next to me. Everything's better with two people, two people who never cry.
That's a nice song. You can do you ever think about people covering your songs?
Yeah.
I mean that's not that I don't know, Sam, I'm not a musician or a songwriter, so I don't know how I would feel about that really. I mean,
it feels better than when you do it yourself.
Does it?
Oh my God, it's amazing.
More than fiscally? I mean from
Oh, I mean, fiscally, I do better when I do it myself.
Yeah.
but it's just an amazing feel. I mean, to see somebody else doing the song is so rewarding. I mean, for me, it means it's good enough that people don't want to just hear me sing it, you know? Like
and
somebody
it's working.
It stands alone.
Yeah, it's working as its own little entity. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's probably weird, too. Or not weird, but weird to hear your own words coming out of somebody else's mouth, and their nuances is added to it.
Yeah, and the co-write is kind of a cool thing because you can both do it, you know. So you half wrote it, and then when they do it, you still kind of get that feeling of, you know, I helped make something that someone else thinks is good enough to put on their album, you know. And
yeah.
I
did want to just give full information here. Kay Rush next week. She's a jazz violinist who will be playing traditional Japanese folk songs, as well as blues, jazz, and some children's selections. So it'll be kind of neat to have her here. That's next week between 11 and noon. This is this week. We have time for one more, along with my great thanks for your being here.
Thank you for having us, really.
An absolute treat. Our thanks to Ben Shannon also for bringing you up to the North Country here. Thanks for putting up with the cold and ice, although Nashville's probably not that warm
it's
right
about
now.
The same.
Yeah.
What would you like to close up with?
This is another song that Robbie and I wrote together. It's a duet. It's called Parallel Lines. Thank you.
Our thanks again to Robbie Hecht and Caroline Spence. Look for them, robbiehecht.com, carolinespencemusic.com. And thanks to everybody who was here today, Center for Young Musicians, Jan and Jeremy from Pittsburgh Glass Center, Tom and Samir and Christine from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, Ivy Moore and family from Urban Pathways Charter School and Entrepreneuring Youth, Caroline Hare from An Evening of Arts for Autism, and Hannah and Maggie on their show tonight. Join us again next week.